Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Beis Amid Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of the page. On Daf Beis Amid Beis, we are at Vahaditran, two lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecha Nishmas, his father, whose yard site is today, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, who after losing his entire family of nine siblings and parents during the Holocaust, Baruch Hashem survived the war by escaping the train to Treblinka while saving many lives, served in Israel's War of Independence, and built generations of Torah observant family, mostly living in Eretz Yisrael, which was certainly his wish that they should live in Eretz Yisrael. Henry's on the Zoom from Eretz Yisrael today, the Neshamish Shevin Aliyah. It is also sponsored by the Bloom and Allen families in honor of Ashi and Gila Bloom's Aliyah to Israel today. So Mazel Tov to Ashi and Gila. That is certainly a very exciting day in the Bloom family. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we are going to discuss today is the following. First, we started to discuss the idea of when it is that Mishnayos use the term derech or drachim as opposed to dvarim, because our Mishnah started with the isha nikreis b'shalosh drachim. So we had a discussion yesterday of each of those four words, and we were in the middle of the discussion of that fourth word of drachim. So what we're in the middle of doing is basically taking a tour through Shas to try to see if there's any pattern of when we use the term derech and when we don't use the term derech. So we're going to go to a variety of other Mishnayos today. We already discussed the Mishnah here and the Mishnah about a Zav, but now we're going to talk about a Mishnah about an Esrog and a Mishnah about a particular type of animal that's a little bit like a Chaya and a little bit like a Behema, a Mishnah about comparisons between Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. And the only thing that these Mishnayos have in common is that they use the term Drachim. So we're going to try to figure out what the pattern is exactly of when we use that term. Then the Gemara is going to discuss. The term shalosh, but not from a from a diktuk standpoint, but rather as we did yesterday, we discussed why shalosh and not shalosha, but rather why it is that you have to tell me that there are three. Three is not such a high number. If you tell me that you could do kiddushin by kesef, by shtar, by bia, in my head without even using fingers, I'd figure out that it's three. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that it's three? Normally, if the Mishnah tells me a number, it's coming to be mima'et something else. So what exactly is the Mishnah coming to be mima'et? And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that chalitza cannot be used for unmarried women. It only can be used on a yavam. The Gemara is also going to talk about where we learn kesef kiddushin from, meaning the next item on the agenda for the Gemara is to go through all of the different methods of kiddushin and see where do we get it from? Where do we see in the Torah that you have these methods of kiddushin? So we're going to start with kesef. That's going to be the only one we get to in today's daf. We already saw a little bit in yesterday's daf that we learned kesef of kiddushin, kicha, kicha, mistei ephron, but that's not the only opinion. There are other possibilities of where we learn kesef kiddushin from, and in fact, we're going to see some of those other possibilities in today's daf. So let's begin at Vahaditran, two lines from the end of the page, on daf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, we have a third Mishnah that uses the term drachim, and that is a Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim in the second parak. Vahaditran, that which the Mishnah says, Esrog shavali ilan bishlosha drachim, that there are three ways that an esrog has dinim like a tree. You follow the dinim of Orla, that for the first 3 years after you plant it, it's asr bahana'a, that's the din of Orla. In the first 3 years it's called Orla. The pasuk says v'chisavo el artu natatim kol etz machal varlatim orlaso es piryo shalosh shadim yilachem arelim lo yeachel. And the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim tells us that whenever it says lo yeachel in the Torah, it always means echad isra achila v'echad isra hana'a. So that isra of arla is not noeg by vegetables, it's only noeg by an ilan. Also in the fourth year it has a din of netta revai. The peros of an ilan in the fourth year have the same din like Maaser Sheni, that it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and also because that's a beferish in the very next pasuk in the Torah in Vayikra Perak Yutas, where it says Ubashana Revius Yer Kol Piryo Kodesh Chilulim La Hashem. So that kedusha is knowing also only on a tree and not on Yerakos. So the din of how related the din of Netaravai is to the din of Arla, that's a discussion in the Rishonim, meaning can you have such a thing of Arla that's only Midrabanan and Revai that's Doresa, or Revai is only comes on the heels of Arla? Can you have a din of Arla and not have a din of Revai? Can you have Arla that doesn't lead into Revai on a Doresa level? So that's a discussion in Lamdus, but it's typically, but when you have a tree, you have Arla and then you have Revai. And as far as what has to happen in order to be Koveya, the Shaychus to the Shemitah year, it's the Chanata that's Koveya, the connection to the Shemitah year, not the Lakita. Whereas by vegetables, you go Basa Lakita, meaning what makes it a Shemitah vegetable? It was picked during Shemitah. What makes something a Shemitah fruit? The Chanata, the first the emergence happened during the Shemitah. So that's why you have Shemitah issues, I shouldn't say problems, it's a mitzvah, you have Shemitah issues on fruits for months after Shemitah is over. With vegetables, it goes away almost immediately. So it says Gemara, listen to Varim, but why does it say Drachim when you want to tell me that it has these three dinim? Esrog is like a tree. Legabi, these three dinim say it's shlosha dvarim, not drachim. So says the Gemara, mishum to be inon misni seifa liyarek b'derech echad. It's because it wants to introduce the seifa that an esrog is like a yarek in one way, that the lakitas koveya the shaychus to the shnas hamaiser, that there are two types of there are two halachos where it's important to know what year is it? What year is this? Is this fruit coming in? So there's the din of Shemitah. I need to know if it's the seventh year or not the seventh year. And then there are all the din of Maaser, that in the first and second and fourth and fifth year, you have a din of Maaser Sheni, whereas in the third and sixth year, you have a din of Maaser Ani. You don't do Maaser Sheni. Instead, you give a Maaser Ani. So I need to know what qualifies this as a second year fruit versus a third year fruit. So when it comes to an esrog, it has a din like vegetables as far as being Koveya, the Shnas HaMaiser. So that's why he uses the term Derech. So yesterday we saw that the reason we use the term Derech when it comes to Kiddushin is because of Derech Eretz, that it's Darko Shel Ish Lachzar Acharisha. And when it comes to Shiva Drachim Botkim Esazav, is because that's the Derech HaOlam, that Michael Yisera and Mishti Yisera, that by eating too much and drinking too much, that brings about Ziva. Now we're saying something different. It's not about Derech Eretz, it's about making a distinction, that we use the term derech. Well, that once we use the term derech in the seifa, it makes sense to use the term derech in the reisha. But says Mar, yeah, but seifa nami misni davar. Who told you have to use the term derech in the seifa? We could have just as easily said that esrog shavu li'ilam bishlosha dvarim and liyerek bidavar echad. Why does it have to? Why do we have to conform to a seifa that itself has no explanation? So says Gemara, hasam hakamashmalan. That in the Sefer, it's teaching us an important chiddush by using the term derech, and that is the darke de esrog, that the derech, the nature of an esrog, is kiyerek, and therefore the lakita is koveya, its connection to the meiser year, and not the chanata. And that, in what sense is it? Is the nature of an esrog similar to the nature of a vegetable? So my yerek darke ligadol al kol mayim, just like a vegetable does not. It's not sufficient to have megashamim. You need to water it also. There needs to be some mayim she'uvim involved in order to water it properly. So, b'shas likitaso isuro, and therefore the halacha is that if it gets picked during a maaser sheni year, then you do then your mafresh maaser sheni, and if it gets picked during a maaser ani year, then your mafresh maaser ani. So therefore, af esrog darkul ligadol kal mayim. Esrog also, it's not enough enough. It's not sufficient to rely purely on the rain. You need to be mashke with mayim she'uvim as well. And therefore, it stands to reason that the halacha is going to be that its meiser is going to be determined based on the shas lekita. So that's the din that we derive from it. But you see that it's also a derech. Derech means that it's the derech of the olam. It's the way things work. So just like by zav, it was the derech of the olam that when you eat a lot, you drink a lot, so you can become a zav. So by esrog also, it makes sense to use the term derech in terms of the nature of the esrog. The Torah says that basbacha megarnecha miyikvecha, and the Gemara darshins from there that goren and yekev and chita and avim are the maisos that you take are based on the previous year where it grew to one shlish of its growth, and it's gadol al rov mayim. It doesn't need mayim she'uvim. It's gadol al rov mayim and not al kol mayim. And whatever is gadol al rov mayim, the maisos are based on the previous year. But, so we learn from there, but that which is not gadol al rov mayim, meaning that which doesn't fit that category of goren and yekov, which is wheat and grapes, so that which is gadol al kol mayim, where it's not enough to rely on the rainwater, then it's the maaser is going to be determined not based on gidul shlish. The maaser is going to be determined on based on shas likituso. That's the drasha from which we learn the din. That's what from which we learn this din. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yudalid makes that drasha. That's the din that the Gemara is referring to over here. Now that limud doesn't sound like a real full fledged limud. So Rashi writes in a chinami. It's only an asmachta. Min haTorah only dag and tirush and yitzar are even chayv and maisros to begin with. All other yirakos and peiros are only chayv and maisros midrabanan. So if the whole chayv and maisros is only midrabanan, to tell me which year of maisor it belongs to can't be a real drasha midaraisa, because it's only garden viyakev, it's only garden viyakev to begin with. That's chayiv in maisros on the daraisa level. However, Tosfos quotes in the name of the Ri that the limud is actually a limud min haTorah, but it's not a limud that relates to maiser, because if it's einu inyan lemaiser, so which is not noeg biyarek and ilan min haTorah, so tenei inyan l'shavias, that what's kaveh the yarek is the from as being something that grows during Shavuos, that grows during Shemitah, is because the Shnas is based on the Lakita and not based on the Shlish Dagan like you have by or the Chanata that you would have by grain and by Ilan respectively. So it is a Drasha Midaraisa, Tosso says, just not for the din that we're using it for, not for the din of Meiser. It's a Drasha Midaraisa, but for a different din. So that's Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosso. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's move on. Let's move on to another Mishnah. So Vahaditna, and that which we have in the second paragraph of Maseches Bikurim, that koi yeshmo drachim shavel chayiv yeshmo drachim shavel behema, a koi which is a certain type of animal that is a safek chaya and a safek behema. There is machlokas tanoim in Maseches Chulin exactly what a koi is. Rabbi Yossi says that it's a beria befnei atzma, and lo hichriu chachamim whether it has a din of a chaya or a behema, and some say that it comes from a tayish and a tzviya, and the suffix is whether you follow its father or you follow its mother, meaning the mother is a chaya, the father is a behema, so which one has the bigger yichus, right? Which one's yichus overpowers which? So that's machlokas tanaim. Is it its own bria and its own type of animal that mates among itself, or is it the product of interbreeding between a behema and a chaya, and therefore the shaila is whether you follow the mother or the father? But either way, it's a suffix chaya, suffix behema, and therefore we're machmir that it should have all the chumras of a chaya and the chumras of a behema. So it has drachim that are shove l'chaya, in that its dam requires kisei adam, just like the dam of a chaya. The chaylev is metame tumas nevela, just like a chaya, and you can't be poda petar chamor with it, just like a chaya. But it also has ways that it's similar to a behema, in that the chaylev is also ba'achila, like chaylev of a behema. And you can't use maaser sheni in Yerushalayim to buy it like a behema. With Kesem Maaser Sheni, you're only allowed to buy behemos for a karba, not basar taiva. And it's chayiv in matnos kuhuna, like a behema. So it has all these different dinim that are like a behema as well. V'yesh bo drachim shava l'chaya vila behema. And in certain ways, it has dinim like a chaya and a behema, meaning both a chaya and a behema require shechita. A kai requires shechita. Both are metame mishum nevela if it drops dead without shechita. Both are avinisra of evrim and a chai. So all of these dinim apply to a kai as well, because they apply to both a chaya and a behema. V'yesh bo drachim sheinu shava lo l'chaya v'lo l'behema. And there are certain ways that it's not like a chaya nor like a behema. So, well, in what sense is it neither like a chaya nor like a behema? That the iser that it's aser b'klayim with a chaya and with a behema. And if you write a tzava'a to your son and your morish all the chayos and behemos that you have, you were not just morish your chay, right? If you write a will and you say, I'm leaving over my chayos and my behemos, and you happen to have a flock of kois, so they're not included in chaya or behema. Or if a person says hareni nazir shezu chaya or hareni nazir shezu behema, the nazirus is going to be chal misafek. So in all these cases, in all these ways, it's not like a chaya nor like a behema. Tosfos raises the question: according to the Tana, that a koi is a beria b'fnei atzma, and the suffix is whether this beria fits into the category of chaya or behema, but it's not a suffix in the yichus of whether we follow the father or the mother. So even without the suffix, it should be also to be marvia with other types of chayos and behemos, because it's also larvia shnei minim, meaning forget about what the suffix about categorization, meaning if you're going to tell me that it comes from two different animals, it's a question of whether it's like its father, it's like its mother, so whichever one the halacha is really like, is you're allowed to be marvia it with that kind of animal. You're allowed to mate it with that kind of animal, because it has a din like that kind of animal. But if you hold that it's a berry of atzma, that it's like neither kind of animal, it's its own, it doesn't come from two different kinds of animals, it's its own bria, so then of course you're not allowed to mate it with either one. So Tos says that the Mishnah is assuming, like the shita, that a koi comes from a tayish and a tzviya. And therefore, if it would have been considered a chaya, you'd be allowed to mate it with a tzviya, because that would be a basmino. That would be the same kind. The Rashba writes that even if it's a berib fnatsmo, if we would know whether it was a chayer behema, since it's very very similar to a goat and to a deer, it would have been mutter to be marvia with them. Meaning, since it's meaning once I'm able to categorize it, what is it? You know, is it a chayer or is it a behema? Then I would probably put it in the category of the most similar chaya or behema as far as being marvia it as well. That's how the Rashba answers. But bottom line is, this Mishnah Maseches Bikurim tells us that a kai has drachim like a chaya, drachim like a behema, drachim like both, drachim like neither. Drachim, 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 drachim. Nisni dvarim. Why are you saying drachim? So let it say dvarim. Visu, and furthermore, haditnan, that which we learn back in Maseches Gittin, another case as we tore through Shas, that if someone brings a get me Medina Siyam, that you need to say Befanei Nichtav or Befanei Nechtam, Zo Achas Min Adrachim, Sheshavu Gitei Nashim L'Shechurei Avadim, that this is one of the ways that the dinim of Gittin are similar to the dinim of Shechurei Avadim. Over here it's also difficult. Why does it say Zo Achas Min Hadrachim? Nisni Dvarim. Let it say Dvarim instead of Drachim. So the Gemara says, you know what? There's one answer that resolves all of this. There's one mahalich that will explain the term drachim in all of these contexts. Whenever the Mishnah comes to tell me that there's a chilik within the dinim, that there are some dinim like this and some dinim like that, tani drachim, he uses the term drachim, that the derech is in certain ways like that and other ways like that. But when there are no chilukim in the din, tani dvarim, that's when it says dvarim. And therefore in our Mishnah, where it tells me that Anisha is Niknas because of Mishtar Babiya, but not Bechuppa, so it says Drachim to be Memait, Chuppa and Chalipin and other types of things that you would have assumed are a Kinyan. By Zav, where it tells me that there are Shiva Drachim that you're Bodek Zav, but not any other Ones that you would look at to say, oh, maybe this brought about the Ziva or that. There are only seven things that we would say brought about the Ziva, so we use Drachim to be Memait, some other type of Ones. By Get Isha, Nishtar Shechur, the Mishnah is coming to tell me that that's the only thing that's that's equal between the two of them, between the Gedishin and Shtar Shechrer, and not in a case where you say Tnu Get Zed Le'ishti or Tnu Shtar Shechrer Zed Le'avdi, whereby in Isha you could be Chozerbo, calls man that the Get is not Higia Liyada, calls man that the Get hasn't been delivered, you can pull back the Shlichus. But by an Eved, you can't be Chozerbo because Zachem Adam Shlo Befanav, and as soon as you gave it to the Shliach was Kona on behalf of the Eved. So that's why we say Drachim, because there are ways that Get Isha and Shtar Shechrer are not the same as each other. And the Gabe and Esrog, that the Mishnah explains that there are certain ways that it's Doma Le'ilan, other ways Doma Le'yarek, so it's very clear that there are ways this way, ways that way. By Kai also, the Mishnah is very clear, and some ways like a Beim, some ways like Kai, some ways like both, some ways like neither. So in all of those cases, it makes sense to use the term Drachim. Now, the Rishonim point out, but if you really go through the rest of Shas, you'll see that the cloud doesn't always work out. There are many Mishnayos that L'chora Asosa this cloud. Shiva Dvarim that Begolam V'Shiva B'Chacham in Pirkei Avos. And it means when they're Chilukim between two separate things, like a Golam and a Chacham, the Mishnah doesn't use the term Drachim. So apparently, that's what the Rishonim say. The Miri says, no, Drachim is when there's a distinction within a thing. Over there, it's a distinction between a Golam and an Adam, but it's two different things. We're distinguishing between this versus that, as opposed to saying that there's a chiluk within a particular category. And there are other lishonos as well that are that the rishonim struggle with to try to figure out if it fits this rule. But anyway, daikanami, it's meduyuk like this teretz that when there are no chiluke dinim, we use the term davar to katani seifa, because in the end of the Mishnah, the Gabi Esrog, it says Rabbi Eliezer Omer Esrog shavali ilan lekol davar, that Rabbi Eliezer says an Esrog is not kind of like a vegetable and kind of like a tree. An Esrog is like a tree. Period. And what does he say? L'kol davar. So shema mina. So you see very clearly that that the term davar is used when it can be used, meaning it's used whenever there's no distinction. So we just spent a lot of time on diktuk, right? A lot of time just figuring out what the proper diktuk is of when the Mishnah is going to use drachim and when it's going to use devarim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Shelas Yavitz in Chelak Aleph Simin Yud is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Simin Pei Hei that it should be usher to learn diktuk in the Beis Hakisei, because the only way to get to Yediyas Lashon HaKodesh is by learning Diktuk, and the only way to learn Diktuk is by seeing how it's used in the Psukim, because the Psukim are going to show the Klalim of Diktuk. That's where we get the Klalim from. That's the only way to know the Klalim, and therefore there's no way to learn the Klalim of Diktuk without Hirhurei Torah, without learning Torah. They say that they asked the Chafetz Chaim once why it is that yeshivas have stopped focusing on Diktuk. It's so important, you know, it helps you understand so many things. So the Chafetz Chaim responded, the real reason was because the Reform had picked it up, and the Haskalah and everything else, that became what they latched onto. So it became almost dangerous who you were going to associate yourself with if you spent too much time learning Diktuk. And the Chafetz Chaim put it cleverly. I heard this from Tversky once. The Chafetz Chaim responded that the halacha is kara velo diktek bos yoseha your yotze. If you say Kriya Shema and you don't get your Shva Nachs and Shva Naz right in Kriya Shema, your yotze. The halacha is if your diktuk is so bad that the meaning of the word changes, you're not yotze. But if the diktuk just you get your mila elz mila raz a little off, your shva nachs and shva naz. Okay, so as Rabbi Reisman said when he once said, I think he said MS, when he was davening for the amud instead of MS. He said it as milra instead of milel. Normally, when you have two segals, it's the pronunciation is on the. Is on the first and not the second. Most people were on the second, but anyway. He said MS instead of whatever it was. So Rav Palm said it doesn't change anything. It just grates on the ears. It's like it's hard to listen to. It's just hard to hear. So normally so Sheker and MS. That's the way it's supposed to be said. He said MS instead of MS. So that was the. But anyway, so the Chafetz Chaim said Karav lo dikdek yotze. But diktek v'lo kara, you're for sure not yotze. And I'm afraid that people are going to know the diktuk, but they're not going to say Kriya Shema B'chah. bichlal. So then you're for sure not going to be yotzei. So it is important to know these klalim. The fact that we fell out of learning these klalim and learning these rules is because there was a tkufa where doing so would lead a person into a particular danger. So that's a little bit of the discussion. That's what the poskim talk about, that they stopped doing it because there were the Bnei Belial that were learning it, and therefore you'd end up with the apikorsim and things like that. Okay, so now says the Gemara further now. Now that we've concluded our discussion of the word drachim, so the Gemara tries to explain why it is that we have to use the number three. Minyana deresha, that which it says, heisha niknas bisholosh drachim, lemutemai, what's it coming to exclude? What else would I have thought would be included that is not included? So minyana deseifa lemutemai. And then in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, it says, v'konas atzma b'shtei drachim. What's that coming to exclude? What other method of being koner herself would I have thought? So minyana deresha lemutei chupa. The number that we have in the resha, that isha niknas b'shalosh drachim, is coming to tell me that she cannot be niknas with chupa. And if she goes into a chupa, l'shem kiddushin, that is not a kiddushin. She's not mekudeshes. The Machna writes that the reason she has to, it has to mention the number to be memayit chupa, and it's not just good enough to just say kesef shtar bia, and you look at the list, chupa is not on the list, is because it's possible to say that chupa is not mentioned since it's not mefurish b'torah, meaning sometimes you have lists and the list is not exhaustive because we're only listing there are qualifications to be included on the list, but the halacha really could apply to more than is on the list. Like for example, sometimes the list will only include that which is mefurish b'kra, but that which is not mefurish b'kra will not be on the list. That's what where did the Machna get that from? Because that's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Sot. I think we mentioned on Shabbos that there are three things that are Yahar Val Yavar, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Three Averis are Yahar Val Yavar. So Tosfos in Sot Daf Yud says, what are you talking about? The Gemara in Sot says that embarrassing someone publicly is also Yahar Val Yavar. How come that's not on the list? Tosfos says it is. It is Yahar Val Yavar, but it doesn't get included on the list because the list only includes that which is Mefurash Bekra. And it's not mefurish b'kra that you're not allowed to be malbim b'nei chaver bram. So that's what the Machna says over here, that I would have thought chuppah really is included as a derech of kiddushin, but it's not mefurish b'kra, and therefore it doesn't get mentioned. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me, no, there are only three ways to do kiddushin, and chuppah is not one of those ways. According to Rav Huna, who says that chuppah actually is mekadesh in isha based on the kal v'chomer from kinyan kesef, so, then what does the number three come to exclude? Meaning, if chuppah actually does work for kiddushin, so then what does the number three come to exclude? So says Gemara, lemutei chalipin comes to include a kinyan chalipin, that you can't do a kinyan chalipin in order to be kona and isha. And that I would have thought that it can work. Why would I think it can work? Sal kadait chamina hol the gomar kicha kicha mistei efron. I would have thought that how do I know Kesef Kiddushin to begin with? I only know it from Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron, that just like a Sada is Nikna B'Kesef, so too an Isha is Nikna B'Kesef. Well, Ma Sada Mikna B'Chalipin, Af Yishanam Mikna B'Chalipin, Kamash Malan. So I would have thought that the same is true about Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin is a perfectly viable way to buy a field. So I might think you could be Kona and Isha with Chalipin. Chalipin works in one of two ways. Either the Mocha receives an object from the Kona, L'Shem Maisa Kinyan, and that's called the Kinyan Sudar, because they typically would use a sudar. It doesn't have to be a sudar. It could be any item. A sudar just means a cloth, a handkerchief, or something like that, that the kona gives the mocher something symbolically. Or chalipin is that they exchange things. Chalipin shava b'shava. That we exchange one item for the other, and that's derived in the Gemara in Bamitzia from a pasuk v'zos l'fanim b'Yisrael ala geula v'ala tamura, right? A pasuk in Rus that the Satmar Rebbe made famous ala geula v'ala tamura l'kayim kol davar, right? Shlaf ishnalo v'nasan l'rei ehu. So by an isha, the nidon is about a kinyan suda. Then I might have thought that you could be kona and isha with a kinyan suda. There's no exchange of shav b'shav, but that a kinyan suda would be one of the darkei hakinyan hakinyanim. Tosfos points out that you see from this Gemara that a goy could be kona umakna with chalipin, because Gemara wanted to say that had it not been for the Mishnah telling me the number three, I would have assumed that a goy that kin chalipin works for an isha, because where would I know it from? Kicha kicha mistei Efron, that chalipin would have been a way for Avram Avinu to purchase Maris HaMachpelah from Efron. But how could that be? Efron was a guy. Elamai, you see that kinyan chalipin does work for a guy. There's a whole deal about which kinyanim work for a guy and which ones don't. That's why when we sell chametz on Erev Pesach, we do a million different kinyanim. We do as many different kinyanim as we can, because everything is a machlokas as to which kinyanim works. So we don't just do chalipin and say, okay, we're happy with that, because there is a machlokas where the chalipin works. The Shach rejects Tosfos' raya, but that's the raya. That's the raya Tosfos brings. The Meiri points out that the limud is from the field and not from Ephron himself. And even if Ephron wouldn't be able to be makin bechalipin, but a Sadi Yisrael could be niknas in such a way. So it's not a limud from Ephron per se. It's a limud from the idea that we use the term kinyan when it comes to a field, and we know that fields can have kinyan chalipin. That would have been the limud, and therefore it's not necessarily a raya. But anyway, the Eima Hachinami, why taka is it true that you cannot be Mekadesh Nisha with Chalipin? So it says, Chalipin Isnehu Bipachos Mishavapruta. Chalipin could be done with less than a Shavapruta. Meaning a handkerchief is worth nothing, it could be worth less than a Shavapruta to do Chalipin. Visha Pachos Mishavapruta Lomakanya Nafsha. A woman is not going to be Makna herself, because it's disrespectful to be Makna for something that's less than a Shavapruta, and therefore Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work for Kiddushin, even if you give her something that is worth a lot of money as the Kinyan Chalipin. Even if you use an item that's worth a lot of money for the Kinyan Chalipin, it's just not going to work. The Ravid raises the question, quoted by the Rashba, that since we learned Kinyan Kesef from Stei Ephron, and a Sada could be acquired with Chalipin even if it doesn't have a Shavapruta, so we should learn from there that an Isha is Niknas even with Chalipin, even though it doesn't have a Shavapruta, just like we learned Kinyan Shtar from the Hekesh of the Yatzav HaHaisa, and we don't say that a woman's not going to be mocking herself with a Shtar because it's written on a piece of paper that's not worth a Shavapruta. Meaning there is no rule that something has to be worth a Shavapruta for Kiddushin to work. Kiddush Ishtar works when it's not a Shavapruta. Why? Because there's a limud that it works. So if this is a valid limud, let it be a valid limud. So he says that Kinyane Isha are not derived from Kinyane Sada. It's from Kicha that it says by Sada. Kicha by Stei Ephron was with Kesef, so we can't learn Kinyan Chalipin from that. But the svara of the svara that it's a gnai for an isha to be miskadish pratim shavapruta cannot be mevatel the hekish of the yatzav haisa, where we actually learn kinyan shtar from. Meaning the source for kinyan shtar is too strong for that svara to overcome the source. The source for kinyan chalipin is very, very weak, because there was no chalipin between Avram and Ephron. What they actually used was kesef, so it's already a very weak source to learn chalipin from, and therefore the svara can overcome that source. Minyana de Seifa Lemute. What's the number in the Seifa when we say Konas Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, that marriage could end either in get or the death of the husband? So what's that coming to exclude? Lemute Chalitza. That's coming to say that if you do Chalitza, which works for Yevama, does not work for a married woman. Salka Taita Chamina. I would have thought that Tasi B'Kal V'Chomer Miyevama, that we should derive it from a Kal V'Chomer from Yevama, that Ma Yevama She'ina Yotza B'Get. Just like a Yevama cannot leave the Yavam with a get, Yotza B'Chalitza, but Chalitza does undo their Zika. So Zo Sheyotza Beget. So an Isha that's Mekudeshes, where a get is going to work, Eino Din Sheyotza BeChalitza, all the more so Chalitza should work to sever it. So Kamash Mulan, meaning apparently it's harder to break the tie of Zika than it is the tie of marriage, because a get does not work to break Zika, but a get does work to break marriage. So that which works for Zika should for sure work for marriage. So that's why the Mishnah is telling me not. But why not? That seems like a really great Kal V'Chomer. You just established that it's harder to break the tie of Zika than it is the tie of marriage. So Amakra, Sefer Krisos. The Pasuk says, because of law, Sefer Krisos, V'nasan B'yada, V'shilchum Yiveso. So we learn, Sefer Korsa, V'en Davaracher Korsa. It's a Xeris HaKosov, that there's only one thing that is co-race between Ish V'Isha, and that is a Sefer, that is a get. Nothing else is co-race between Ish V'Isha. Now we move on to the final discussion of today's daf. We had mentioned that the first of the ways to be Mekadesh Nisha, and the one that we use, is Bekesef. So Gemara says, what's the makar for this? That you could be Mekadish Nisha with Kesef. Me Nalan, how do I know that Nisha is Niknas the Baila with Kinyan Kesef? Visu, and another question, Haditnan, that which the Mishnah says in Mesechus Ksubas Daf Mem Vav, that Av Zakai Bebito, Bekidusheha, Bekesef Bishtar Ubibia, that the father has the right to give his daughter, who is a Katana or Inara, over for Kiddushin by accepting the Kesef and the money belongs to him, or to be Mekabel the Shtar Kiddushin on her behalf, or he can give her over Bal Karcha to be Miskadish Bibia, even though she's not interested in being Miskadish Bibia, Minoland Mikanya, not that you're allowed to do that again, that's not, it just means that it works as far as the Kiddushin would be Chal. It's obviously not a nice thing to do. Minoland Mikanya Bekesef, how do I know that that it's Mikanya Bekesef, Kesef Davuahu? How do I know that it works through Kesef and that the Kesef belongs to the father? So again, two questions. How do I know that there's such a thing called Kiddushe Kesef? And how do I know that a father with a young child, with a young girl, has the ability to give her over for Kiddushe Kesef and that he gets to keep the Kesef? So Rabbi Damarav says, you know where we learn Kiddushe Kesef from? The Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, by an Amar Ivriya, that the father sells her and then she becomes a Nara. V'yatza chinam ein Kesef. So we darshan from the phrase ein kasef, which is l'chora extra words, because it already says chinam. Chinam implies that's what chinam means, that there is no money, that ein kasef la'adon zeh, that there is no, that when the ama goes out, when she gets to the stage of narus, the adon doesn't receive any money. Aval yesh kasef la'adon achar, but there's somebody else whose reshus she could leave at certain points, who does receive kesef upon her departure. Umaniyu, who's that? Av, that's the father. That when the daughter leaves the reshus of the father because he is giving her over for kiddushe kesef, he does receive the kesef. So that's the source that nishas miskadeshes bekesef, and that is also the source that the father receives the kesef kiddushin. Says Gemara ve'emel didda, maybe the nara is miskadeshes when she receives kesef and she gets to keep it for herself and not her father, because by the Yama Ivriya it doesn't say ein lo kesef, where you'd be medayik that the adon doesn't get but the father does get. It says ein kesef, that there's ein kesef, that there's simply no money that changes hands. So maybe the distinction we're drawing is that when it comes to the Yama Ivriya leaving rishus of the adon, nobody gets kesef. But when it comes to a woman, a young girl being given over for kiddushin, somebody gets kesef. It's the father. Maybe that teaches me there's a concept of kiddushin kesef, but it could be that if she's a nara, she gets the kesef. Says Mara Haki Hashta. No, you can't say that. Avia Mekabel Kiddushah. The father's the one that receives the Kiddushin, because it says in the Parsha of Motzi Shema that the father says, Es biti nosati li'ishazeh. I gave my daughter over to this man. So V'yishak l'kasva, does it make any sense if he's the one that does the Maisa Kiddushin, she's going to be the one that receives the Kesef? If the father's Mekabel Kiddushin, the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the daughter, so what's the benefit of that? What's the Torah being mezakeh him in exactly? That he's being Mekabel for the Kiddushin of his daughter. So it says in Gemara, Ve'ema hanimili katana to lesla yad. Yeah, maybe in a chinami, that in the Parsha Motzi Shemra, the father is saying, I received the Kiddushin Kesef, and he gets the money, and that's true when she's a katana, because she has no yad, the kabel kiddushin, to receive her own kiddushin. Aval nara disli yad, the kabel kiddushin. But a nara who does have the ability to receive her own kiddushin on her own, because she's already a gedola, she's over bas mitzvah. So taktishi nafsha v'tishkol kaspa. Maybe for a nara, she herself should be makabel the kiddushin, and she should get the kesef. So how do I know that even by a nara, when the father gives her over for kiddushin, that the kiddushin goes to the father, that the kesef goes to the father? So says the Gemara, this din that the father is mekabel kiddushay, the kiddushin of his nara daughter, and the kesef kiddushin is derived from the following. Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, when it comes to afaras nedarim binu rea beisavia, it says ele achukim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe beinish lishto beinav levito binu rea beisavia. So we darshan that calls man that the daughter is binu'ureha, she belongs to aviha. That calls shvach nu'urim la'aviha. That any benefits that come during her period of narus go to her father. And that's how I know that the father receives the kesef kiddushin. Says Gemara, you can't learn kiddushin from nedarim. Ve'lahada amrav huna marav. Minayin shemaisa habas la'av. How do I know that that which the daughter produces goes to the father? Shenemar v'chi yimkar ishas bito la'ama. The word la'ama is extra. Mishra, because obviously it's talking about La'amma. What else are you selling her for? So we learn from there that his daughter is in a certain sense like an Amma. Ma'amma Maisi Adel L'Rabba, just like when an Amma does work, the Maisi Adayim goes to the master. Sa'af Basnami Maisi Adeha La'aviyah. When a daughter does something, the Maisi Adayim goes to the father. So why do I need to learn from this pasuk? Typically, shouldn't I be able to learn that anyway from Binu Ureha Besavia? Shouldn't I be able to derive me Binu Ureha Besavia that since we learn from the pasuk that Kol Shvach Nurim goes to the father, Mimela the Maisi Adayim goes to the father? Ella Bafar Zadarim Udukhsiv. Now you have to say the reason I cannot learn from Binu Ureha Besavia is because that's only coming to tell me the din that the father could be made for the Nadarim of his daughter. And I can't learn from there that the Maisi Adayim goes to him as well. Sachanami. So maybe I can't learn from there about Kiddushin either. Bafar Zadarim Udukhsiv. Binu Ureha Besavia maybe cannot be used as a source to tell me the father receives Kesef Kiddushin because it's only about Hafar Zadarim. V'chitei Menelef Minei. Maybe I should be able to learn Kiddushin from Afaras Nadarim. No, Mamonu Meisura, Lo Yalfinin. You can't learn Dine Mamonus like the ownership of the Kesef Kiddushin and the Maisi Adayim from Dinim of Isra Vahed, like Afaras Nadarim. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, but maybe we can learn it from other places. So Bet Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with that discussion of where else it could be that we could learn these Dinim from, that we could learn the halachos that the father receives the Kiddushe Kesef of his daughter.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.